Music plays many roles during the holiday season, and it's always playing in the background at stores as we shop for gifts, popping up on the radio or playing on television in shows for commercials. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music of the holiday season. The Christmas song was originally subtitled Merry Christmas to You. It was written in 1944 by vocalist Mel Torme and Bob Wells. According to Torme, the song was composed during a blistering hot summer. I saw a spiral pad on his piano with four lines written in pencil, Torme recalled. They started chestnuts roasting, Jack Frost nipping, Yuletide carols, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Wells didn't think he was writing a song lyric. He thought if he could just think about winter, he would cool off. But 40 minutes later, the most performed Christmas song was born.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Did you know that the Christmas tree originated in Germany in the 16th century? It was common for the Germanic people to decorate fir trees both inside and out with roses and apples and colored paper. The Christmas tree was not widely used in Britain until around the 19th century. It was brought to America by the Pennsylvania Germans in the 1820s. And here's a poem by E.E. Cummings dedicated to the Christmas tree. Little tree, little silent Christmas tree, you are so little, you are more like a flower. Who found you in the green forest, and were you very sorry to come away? See, I will comfort you, because you smell so sweetly. I will kiss your cool bark and hug you safe and tight, just as your mother would. Only don't be afraid. Look, the spangles that sleep all the year in a dark box, dreaming of being taken out and allowed to shine. The balls, the chains, red and gold, the fluffy threads. Put up your little arms, and I'll give them all to you to hold. Every finger shall have its ring, and there won't be a single place dark or unhappy. Then, when you're quite dressed, you'll stand in the window for everyone to see, and how they'll stare. Oh, but you'll be very proud. And my little sister and I will take our hands, and looking up at our beautiful tree, we'll dance and sing Noel, Noel. Hanukkah, one of the most widely observed Jewish holidays, is a festive 8-day celebration that for many people falls during the darkest, coldest season of the year. Also called the Festival of Lights, the holiday brings light, joy, and warmth to homes and communities as it's celebrated with candles, food, family, and friends. The light comes from literally the lighting of the menorah each evening.
Look into my eyes, 'cause I can see your fire. I can see your fire, and it's burning so deeply. No one wants to be lost in between. No, we don't want to live in darkness, we just lose our way. No, we don't want to live in darkness, we just lose our way. If one drop of oil, yes, one drop of oil lasted for 8 days, well, it lasted for 8 nights. Then open up your eyes, yes, open up your eyes to the miracles of life that are in our sight. Yes, the miracles of life, they are in our sight. So come on, say it loud,
say it loud.
Come on, say it proud,
say it proud.
This is who I am,
this is who I am.
Yes, this is who I am. 'Cause in these darkest hours, become afraid.
Become afraid.
So let's shine a billion lights,
shine a billion
to
lights,
illuminate the way. Let's shine a billion lights to illuminate the way. Wal hani si ve al haporkan al hagvurot ve al hatishuot. So thank you for the miracles. Thank you for these lights. Thank you for the ones we love. Oh, they help us burn so bright. We pray for the day to come when love will light our way, when love will be the answer each and every day. Yes, love is the answer each and every day. Oh, Al Hanisi, the Al Hapurkam, Al Hadvurot, the Al Hatishuot.
And we're going to take a little break here just to mention that if you like my show, remember you can hear all my previous episodes of In Between the Music on the WGTD website. Just go to Program Schedule, look for Saturday, and click on In Between the Music. And you can also send me an email at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. Now, Kwanzaa was conceived in the United States back in 1966 by drawing from a number of African traditions. The goal of Kwanzaa has been to introduce and reinforce 7 basic values of African culture, which contribute to building and reinforcing family, community, and culture among African American people, as well as Africans throughout the world. The holiday starts on December 26th and ends on January 1st. And each of the 7 days corresponds to the 7 principles of Kwanzaa: unity, self-determination, collective responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and especially faith.
Umoja, unity that brings us together. Umoja, unity that brings us together. Umoja, unity that brings us together. Kujichagulia, kujichagulia, we will lead her. Kujichagulia, we will determine. We will determine who we are.
Ujima,
working and building a union.
Ujima,
working and building a union.
Ujima,
working and building a union.
Ujama,
we'll spend our money wisely.
Ujama,
we'll spend our money wisely.
Ujama,
we'll spend our money wisely.
Nia,
we know the purpose of our lives.
Nia,
we know the purpose of our lives.
Nia,
we know the purpose of our lives.
The New Year by Anan. I am the little New Year, ho, ho. Here I come tripping it over the snow, shaking my bells with a merry din. So open your doors and let me in. Presents I bring for each and all, big folks, little folks, short and tall. Each one from me a treasure may win, so open your doors and let me in. Some shall have silver, and some shall have gold. Some shall have new clothes, and some shall have old. Some shall have brass, and some shall have tin. So open your doors and let me in. Some shall have water, and some shall have milk. Some shall have satin, and some shall have silk. But each from me a present may win. So open your doors and let me in.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing?
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's, New Year's Eve?
Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight.
Hold you good and tight.
When it's exactly 12 o'clock that
I'm crazy to suppose
I'd ever be the one you chose.
Out of a thousand invitations you receive.
Oh, but in case I stand one little chance,
here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve.
I hope you've enjoyed today's show, Music and the Holiday Season. And Hilary DiPiano said it best as we go into a new year. You can get excited about the future. The past won't mind. And until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. And again, you can email me at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
No presents. No candy, no tree, no stockings hung by the fire. No parties, no family to greet, no angels, heavenly choir. Bells are ringing all over the world. Bells are ringing, calling the light. Bells are ringing all over the world, all over the world tonight. No doorways, no windows, no walls, no shelter here on the ground. No standing and no safe place to fall, just the promise of this distant sound. But bells are ringing all over the world. Bells are ringing, calling the light. Bells are ringing all over the world, all over the world tonight. Thank you. walking tonight, whoever you're waiting for. Somehow, by a stable's faint light, peace in your heart is restored. Bells are ringing all over the world. Bells are ringing, calling the light. Bells are ringing all over the world, all over the world. Bells are ringing all over the world. Bells are ringing, calling the light. Bells are ringing all over the world, all over the world.
This is WGTDHD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Guida Brown, former executive director of the Hope Council, Dr. Steve Brown, retired professor of educational leadership and school law, Dr. Karen Sconsert, chair of the education department and associate professor at Carthage College,